Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamjolinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Breaking news. House expels George Santos from Congress in historic vote. Mr. Santos
pretends to be shocked.
Mr. Santos, a New York Republican, is the sixth member of the House to be expelled in the body's history. To hell with this place, he said after his colleagues ousted him.
No, he did not. Are you kidding me? He is so dramatic. This man needs to be in the theater.
And then he sashayed away.
He needs to be in the theater, George.
Yeah, truly.
George, I hear Sephora is hiring.
Oh my, can you imagine?
The Times Square Sephora store, and he's
trying to help shade match you?
He's like, let me tell you something. This Cali Ray lip plumper, chef's kiss.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that we just wanted to update you guys on that because I know you were thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, we understood you were very concerned about George, his livelihood, and whether or not he's gotten fresh Botox as of late with community funds. So,
and what he'll buy at Sephora with all his points.
Oh, George. George. I feel like George would come and make a statement on Los Angeles, but I digress. Okay. We are announcing the opening of the Los Angeles Beauty Awards.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's Hollywood's biggest night. I keep saying that. It's Hollywood's biggest night.
Hey, if everyone else is allowed to use it, we can use it too.
Like, there's 800 big nights in Hollywood, so why can't ours not be one?
Literally everyone uses it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like world's best coffee. We are Hollywood's biggest night.
Literally, I saw world's best pancakes or waffles down the street where I currently live. So, I mean, if they can have it, then I can say this is Hollywood's biggest night.
100%.
So the voting has been opened to everybody that submitted. Thank you. That was immensely helpful. Obviously, this is an award show all about our listeners and what you guys were loving. And sometimes Sarah and I are too in the weeds. So there are some clear nominees from this that I am really not surprised by, actually. I'm like, yep, makes sense. Like, these names that are standing out, I'm like, wow, this is pretty incredible. So it'll be fun to see who ends up duking it out to win the Los Angeles Award for 2023. The winners will be announced on our special awards show episode in January. In the midst of awards season. See,
we really are.
It's Golden Globes, Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, Los Angeles Awards. We're a top five award show, in my opinion.
Honestly.
Sorry, Critics' Choice. We beat you out. And the nominees are, first up, the category is New Brand of the Year. Sarah, take it away.
CL. KJH brand. That's Katie Jane Hughes' brand. Loved One by John Legend. Maine. Pavise. Polite Society. And Prequel. Next, we have Favorite Guest Episode. Take it away, Kirby.
Annie Lawless, Courtney Cox, Danessa Myricks, Dr. Shaw, Javon Ford, Kelly Atherton, and Sophie Pavitt. All right, Favorite Makeup Brand. This is a good category.
Ooh, okay. Stacked. We've got Charlotte Tilbury, Danessa Myricks, Half Magic, Jones Road, MAC Cosmetics, Merit, and Rare Beauty. Now we have Favorite hair brand. So many good ones.
The nominees are Briogeo, Crown Affair, K18, Olaplex, Way, Rose, and Virtulaps. And favorite skincare brand. Skincare had a huge year. Sarah, take it away.
The nominees are Dew,
Drunk Elephant,
Naturium, Paula's Choice, Rode, Shawnee Darden, and Summer Fridays. Okay, this is a fun one. The category is favorite person to follow.
And can I just say to everybody that nominated yours truly, thank you. But I did not qualify for my own award. So
you automatically win.
Can you imagine if I was reading out these names and it was Kirby Johnson? I'm like, Sarah, what do I win? What do I win? Okay. Favorite person to follow. The nominees are Alex Earle, Charlotte Palermino, Dr. Shaw, Katie Jane Hughes, Jackie Ina, Javon Ford, and Sophia Ritchie. The best product launch of the year. This was such a hard category. And when I was going through all of the votes, it was also interesting to see who thought what launched in 2023.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely some products from 2020, 2021. But it's fascinating to see how those products make their way into the popular ether.
It's like, when did you discover the product? It was this year. But okay, to be fair, we're talking about things that actually launched in the year of 2023. So we have the Danessa Myricks Groundwork Palette, House Labs Triclone Concealer, Kayali Yum Pistachio Gelato 33, Naturium UV Reflect Sunscreen, the Rare Beauty Brow Harmony Flexible Lifting Gel, Rhodes Peptide Lip Tints, and the Summer Fridays Rich Cushion Cream.
Ooh, I know Sarah's favorite. I hope I know who Sarah's gunning for that one.
Me too. Last but certainly not least, our category is The Hero.
This is a product.
Don't make me sing Mariah Carey.
We don't have the rights to that.
Not even close. I can't afford it.
Not even close. Pretend you're listening to Mariah sing A Hero Lies in You. Okay. The Hero is a product that stands the test of time. It doesn't necessarily have to be a product that has been around for decades or even years. It just has to be a product that is promising, has a devout fan base, and will likely be a hero that we think about for years to come. The nominees for this category include Armani Luminous Silk Foundation, The Beauty Blender, COSRX Snail Mucin, Dew Instant Angel, Dove Beauty Bar, Hero Cosmetics Mighty Patch, Fresh Soy Face Cleanser, Glossier Boy Brow, K18 Leave-In Molecular Hair Repair Mask, Maybelline Stay Matte Ink Liquid Lipstick, Olaplex No. 3, and Rare Beauty Soft Pinch Liquid Blush. Remember, all of these are nominees and they are submissions that you made for the Los Angeles Awards. So if you did not hear your favorite brand or your favorite product, maybe they didn't get enough votes to be a nominee. Maybe they're almost there. So just vote again next year. But also, if you didn't hear them, make sure you vote next year to get your submission in. And today, the voting officially begins for the Los Angeles Awards, Hollywood's biggest night. I'm going to get a shirt that say Hollywood's biggest night. Let's get into some news.
Yes, I'm honestly surprised that this hasn't made more headlines. Like, I feel like no one is talking about it. But great, we get the exclusive. So on Wednesday of last week, I believe, Sephora posted a reel promoting products from Smile Makers, which is a sexual wellness brand. They make vibrators.
among other things. And I'm watching it again. So the reel, I'm literally just like scrolling. And then I was like, what is this? And it's like ASMR, Smile Makers Edition. And then they are like taking the vibrators out of the box. And it's literally one that looks like a tongue. And it is just flapping away. And the caption says, Smile Makers Collection, the gift that keeps on giving. And I immediately sent it to my sisters because I thought it was so funny, but I didn't check the comments. And then I was like, oh my God, people are pissed. Okay, so let me read some of the comments. They shouldn't have posted this. There is little kids who follow these accounts and you post this ? Another, unfollowing. I can't have my 11-year-old shop at Sephora anymore. There are some funny ones too, like, so is this between the Kat Von D display and Anastasia or next to NARS? And then the top comment, is this for facial use only or?
Sephora responds, it's a vibrator. I have to say, well played by Sephora, because there are so many tools that people are like, is that a vibrator? And they're like, no, that's for your face.
Right.
In this case, it was actually the opposite.
Yes, because all of those like facial massage tools that look like balls, like those are actually for your face. But this is a vibrator.
Can I just say, Sephora is clitorally insane for this. I am sorry. I am not a prude in any sense of the word. But I have to agree, especially now that we know that a younger set of people are shopping on Sephora and are very active on social media. I don't think that the second Smile Maker vibrator is all that bad. And I don't think they would even understand what it is. It doesn't even say in the caption, this vibrator will give you magical orgasms.
Right, right, right.
But the one that looks like a tongue.
And then they turned it on. So it's actually like vibrating like very vigorously.
When the girl goes, is this for facial use only or ? I was pissing myself with their response. It's a vibrator, period. Mic drop. It's a vibrator. It's a vibrator.
I'm surprised that Sephora hasn't made a comment. I guess they stand firm. They were like, sexual wellness. Wellness is self-care. Self-care is beauty. Like, this is something that we've been offering at Sephora. This is something that we choose to promote. This is something that, you know, is part of our offerings. So we're not taking this down. But I'm sure they lost a lot of followers, which is not of their concern because they have so many. So you think it's too much? You think it's too much? You don't think they should have done it?
I think the firefighter or the fire starter, whatever the hell that one is called, the firefighter. That one is the most insane to me. I need to know why they call it the firefighter. I think it looks like a tongue, but maybe it's supposed to be a flame.
Okay, well, there's no question. That looks like a tongue.
It's giving me a little lizard tongue over there. It's literally the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. The fact that they post it, the French lover one is...
it's more discreet. It's a little more subtle.
It's more discreet. It looks like a spatula. If you're 11 and you're on Sephora's Instagram, you're not thinking about it. But I would actually die. Imagine if Zoe was old enough to be on social media and she came to you and she goes, Mommy, what is this?
I'd be like, it's for your face, darling. It's to massage your cheekbones.
She's like, I want it.
Yeah.
You're like, not today, sister. Not today. I think they knew exactly what they were doing with that. I mean, if they didn't, God bless them. But the inclusion of the firefighter, I think parents have a right.
I agree.
It's not leaving that much to the imagination with that one. And some may argue, well, if you're 11, do you even know what cunnilingus is? Like, you know, you're making it more sexual than they would. But this is going to lead to questions from small children.
Right. And obviously they can click on Smile Makers Collection, like, you know, it's tagged, then that leads to their page, then that leads to a link. Some would argue then that these children shouldn't have access to social media, Instagram, whatnot, which is obviously a very, very fair argument. I was thinking, like, should there have been a warning? Should there have been like the following reel or whatever is graphic? No, I don't think so either. I don't know what the right answer is, but I do think they could have made it a little bit more subtle, like you said, and maybe led with the second vibrator first. the firefighter is just a lot.
No, the firefighter is a lot. And I'm looking at their Smile Makers page. And if Drunk Elephant is accruing young customers because of the color scheme and what it looks like, if you are 11 and going on here and you're seeing all these bright colors, you're like, I want whatever this is. You're thinking maybe because it's at Sephora, it's for your face or something. And then there's a post that's like, how I masturbate. And there's all of these different, there's literally a highlight that says vaginal. And here's how to gift a vibe. I think the thing that's crazy is just like, this looks very aesthetic and fun and bright.
And also Smile Makers, it's got the smiley face logo.
Yes. So I think that, and I do not fault Smile Makers, like this is their brand. They obviously are catering to a demographic that wants to be able to pleasure themselves. But I do think Sephora was clitorally insane. That's the term we're coining here. Clitorally insane for putting that firefighter first, because if you're looking, it's supposed to look like a flame. But the way they were holding it and the way it moves, it looks like a tongue. It looks like a tongue.
Yeah. No, they knew, like you said, they knew what they were doing.
Totally. I do think there's a lot of outrage on the internet that's completely unwarranted and truly just dumb. But in this case, and again, I am no prude. I do not care. I am naked 90% of the time.
And we want to like normalize sexuality, like we are encouraging everyone to pleasure themselves. But this is just a lot for the kids who are coming to shop for a Drunk Elephant and Glow Recipe. And then they're like, what is that?
If I was overseeing social at Sephora, I would have posted that second one, the French lover or whatever it's called, because it kind of just looks like a spatula. And then maybe I would have posted like their little round one. They have one that's kind of like a round shape. It doesn't necessarily look like. Okay, is this akin to us reading about sex positions in Cosmo at school outside of the purview of our parents? Like now our kid's going to be like, oh my gosh.
I think it's the same. Totally. I think it's totally the same. And if anything, I think that like no one talked about masturbation during our generation and there was so much shame around it. So then in this sense, I'm like, great, perfect.
I would rather my child be masturbating than having sex that they're not equipped to be having.
5,000%.
Maybe not an 8-year-old.
No, no. But okay, so Lady October on Instagram commented, these comments are an absolute trip. They are not sold in stores, only online. You must be 13 to use Instagram. And if you think 13-year-olds aren't masturbating, you're in serious denial.
Whoa, what? Are 13-year-olds masturbating?
Like, I wasn't, but I think that, like, some definitely are. But I think you're right, where it's, like, very similar to that, where, yeah, the Cosmo, oh my God, we would, like, sneak that out.
We would sneak the Cosmos. Spanish class. I was literally reading about sex positions with my older friend, Ashley, year older.
Which, yes, I would. No, I would much rather the children be using the firefighter than learning about sex positions from Cosmo. I don't know. This is tough. This is a tough convo.
No, it's not tough. There's nuance here. Sexual pleasure and sexual wellness, yes. Lady October or whatever that username was is correct on many levels. However, putting the firefighter as the first visual there,
yeah,
that was intentional. You cannot tell me otherwise. It takes a lot for me to blush and get embarrassed. And I was like crying, laughing. That I was shocked.
I don't know. Your Texas girl clutching your pearls. Like,
girl, give me what pearls? Kidding. I don't have no pearls at all.
I'm just kidding.
I'm ripping the pearls off. If you mean Kimberly's Playboy pearls.
I know someone on Sephora's social team and I need to message them and ask what was going on here. But again, they knew what they were doing. But Glams, what do you think? Do you think it was a little much? Did it make you blush?
Title of this episode, Clitorally Insane. Clitorally Insane.
You should make that into a shirt.
Would y'all buy merch that said Clitorally Insane?
I feel like it's sending the wrong message.
Yeah, I agree. It is sending the wrong message. It is. Let's move on from your clitoris and talk about Black Friday discounts or lack thereof. So Glossy has a newsletter that came out on Friday, and it says Hal Jones Road won Black Friday without discounting. I find this to be a very interesting conversation because I spoke with Renee Rouleau the week before Black Friday, and I was just asking her, oh, hey, do you have any Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals? And she said, we used to, and we did it, but this year we're not. We're doing our one sale a year, the 15 or 20% off. I think it's 15. And that's the time that you can buy. Otherwise, you're not getting like these insane discounts. And she said it's because it cheapens her brand. And she has been doing this for 30 years. And is Patrick texting us? Hold on. Call it Lack Friday.
Sorry, I'm listening from the living room.
Wow. Yep. Lack Friday. Lack thereof Friday. Wow. You're hired, Patrick Muldowney. But she was just saying it completely cheapens the brand because then people are only taught that they can wait for a sale to get the products that they want and that the product actually isn't worth what it's priced at. Sarah, literally, we got our mail last night. There is another Sephora sale happening at the beginning of December, literally from December 1st through December 15th. There is another sale, 30% off Sephora collection.
You know who's going to be happy about that?
Who?
George Santos.
It all goes back to George. This man has been spoken of so many times on this podcast at this point.
It's like, why?
This is insane.
What is the sale?
30% off Sephora collection, 20% off everything else. They just had a sale.
And sorry, do you have to participate? Not all brands participate in that, right? Like 20% off everything?
I think that if Sephora dictates that you are a part of it, then you are a part of it. I think that's the big conversation. And we welcome any more information. We will keep you anonymous, especially if you work at a brand. But when a retailer dictates that they're having a sale, I don't think you can opt out of it unless you have like very specific contractual language. But like so many brands give in to whatever Sephora wants because they are a huge retailer that can help elevate your brand to the next level.
And then you know what that means is that other brands have to participate and compete as well.
It says it's 20% off your purchase for Beauty Insiders, the Gifts for All event. Use code YAYGIFTING. It ends Sunday, December 10th. It's one-time use. So right now, Makeup Forever is on sale from $29 to $14.50. If you apply the YAYGIFTING, it adds the 20% discount. So you can get this gift set for $11.60. So it's like some of these brands are already on sale and then they're getting another sale on top of that.
Wow.
Which is good for the consumer trying to save money on gifts. But also I have to wonder, like, it seems like a lot.
Our brand's like, ugh, we were just on sale.
That's what I'm saying. They must be like, didn't we just do this? This is crazy.
On the flip side, let's talk about a brand that held firm. Is that right? They stood their ground and they did not have any sale and they did really, really well on Black Friday.
Bobby Brown says, I take no shit from no one and we're not going on sale. Suck it up. Suck it up, fans. And you know what? The fan said, fine, Queen Bobby, we will do whatever you say. So Glossy reports, Jones Road has had its best Black Friday yet in its third year of business without offering a single discount. In a beauty market getting more crowded with discounts, the brand has stuck to the same game plan for the past 3 years. And yet by 12:30 p.m. Eastern this year, it had already doubled its Black Friday sales numbers from 2022. From November 23rd to 27th, Jones Road offered a set of four miniature sizes of its Miracle Balm Hero product. Depending on the shade, the tinted balm can be used as a blush, a bronzer, or highlighter. Customers could customize their set, selecting four shades out of the available 10. The kit sold for $68.40, bringing each small pot to about $17. Mini Miracle Balms are not available for purchase year-round, and full-size versions retail for $38.
That's so smart.
I think it's so brilliant. Over the 4 days, the brand sold 375,000 Miracle Balm kits. That is bonkers. That brought sales of the kits to, oh my God, 25,650,000. And their CMO, Cody Folker, declined to comment on overall sales for the period.
This is making a case for those minis and the limited edition of it all, too.
Yes. Summer Fridays also has their little mini lip balms, and you can't just get those any time of year.
No.
And I think that's why people are losing their minds over that gift set, because...
Oh my God, thank you for reminding me. I have to get my hands on one for my niece. She like won't shut up about it. Damn.
You better order ASAP. People are losing their minds over it.
Also, the Drunk Elephant Littles, good luck. It's gone.
No, they're all gone. And we have a giveaway that's happening that you can still enter from our conversation with Tiffany. But I was like trying to look up all the necessary information to put in our Instagram post. I think both of those kits are sold out on Sephora. And I think both of them are also sold out on Drunk Elephant's website. So the only way you're getting them is truly through us. So good luck.
Enter to win.
Apologies. It's Cody Plofker. So Plofker owed the fact that Jones Road surpassed prior year sales without changing much the brand's slow and steady approach to growth as the brand works to further increase its awareness. He also credited the popularity of Miracle Balm among both current and potential customers. Quote, new customers have told us they didn't feel confident investing in a full size online, so they waited for the mini. I think this was smart because somebody had to have done some market research to be like, okay, Miracle Balm, I believe, is like the hero SKU. Everybody loves that product. But like, why aren't we converting more people? And the probably resounding response to that was, well, I don't know if this is going to work for my skin and it's huge and it's $38. So the fact that they made it available and offered it in a variety of customizable shades you could pick, I think is the home run here. That's what makes it work.
Also, like as someone who has tried all of them and someone who has access to all of the things, I saw that little set and I was like, it's so cute. I want it.
No, I wanted it too.
I just wanted it.
Same. I wanted it. I wanted it.
It worked.
Yep. So Jones Road is in touch with its most devoted fans via its extremely engaged Facebook community of, quote, roadies. The group has more than doubled since this newsletter reported on it in March, growing from 13,000 to upward of 33,000. Many members have excitedly posted about receiving their MBBs, standing for Mini Miracle Balms, of course. I mean, this is Bobbi Brown, for God's sake. Like, she knows what she's doing. She has been doing this for a very long time. And I think, like, this is the perfect combination of a woman that has a tenured history in the beauty industry. She knows what she wants. She knows what she doesn't want to be a part of. And she knows how to really market her products to her core consumer and also knows how to convert them as well. It's just a very, very smart tactic.
Seriously. We have not had Bobbi as a guest yet, have we?
No. And it's so rude that we haven't, because we obviously love her.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why she hasn't been on. We just...
Yeah.
We need to, Bobbi Brown, Bobbi.
Come.
Come be with us. Come be with us on the pod. So this was interesting. While it usually more subtly teases its new launches and offerings, this year it clearly announced to its audience that the Mini Miracle Balm sets would be returning. We told people on Monday, November 20th, we started running ads linking to a sign-up page, Plofker said. Around 20,000 people signed up to be notified when the set became available to purchase. And then on Twitter, Plofker said, 2 years ago, we did a number on Black Friday that was unfathomable at the time. Happy to report we just did that number by 12:30 a.m. And then he quote tweeted it and said, and by 5 p.m., we've now spent more than that amount. Truly wild. This is crazy.
You know what other brands are doing cute little holiday sets, mini sets, in addition to Bobbi and Summer Fridays? Fenty has their little Butter Drops in mini. Minis, like you get it as a trio only for the holidays. Also super cute. Just wanted to throw that in there because I apparently am also a sucker for tiny things.
Oh, same. Literally, we've said we stand the tiny things. And it's because we know we can get through them and we can throw them in our purse if we need to. Like,
yes. And it gives us a chance to try different ones. It's really, we're really team mini over here at Los Angeles.
All right, Sarah. Are you familiar with orange jelly? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a jam?
No. So Vacation, our favorite sunscreen brand, has this really interesting project, okay? This is from Birdie, And I also obviously saw this on Instagram because Vacation posted about it. But it says Vacation is reviving the iconic Bon de Soleil Orange Jelly Tanning Gel. So it says, some things will always make me think of my grandma, like lime green, Westy Dogs, and buttery Chardonnay. Mostly, though, I remember her scent. There's the Kiehl's musk she always wore, the burnt sugar of her signature pecans, the faintest hint of Virginia Slims, and most importantly, Bon de Soleil Orange Jelly. So this is, it smelled incredible. It was like orange with a hint of sunscreen.
Never smelled it before.
Same. It was very old fashioned. It had like an SPF 4. So it was not meant to actually really protect your skin. But the product was pulled from shelves in 2019 and just disappeared. Did you ever use the brand Bon de Soleil?
I did.
This was my first self-tanning product I ever tried in my entire life. I bought it from a Walmart. And I remember being like, it wasn't great, but it definitely changed my life. So
we had no tanning product. My mother would have kicked me out of the house.
Of course. So the original manufacturer is not going to make the orange jelly again. But Vacation is like, okay, we have to revive this. We need to bring this back. So they are working on reviving this and they're calling it the Orange Jelly. Is it jelly or jelly? Jelly. I think it's jelly.
I think it's like gelée, you could say.
Gelée. Orange Gelée Revival Project. The final product won't be on shelves until summer 2024. But given the product's loyal fan base, the brand wanted to include fans as much as possible in recreating the beloved formula, including a panel of consultants and a website for real-time updates on the formulation. So this is coming back and it's crazy. Like Julie Wilson, who is editor at large at Cosmo, fellow beauty editor who we love, she's a part of this. She's like a part of being like the SPF enthusiast. And I think the point of reviving this is that they're going to make it a legit sunscreen. Like SPF 4 is not doing anything, but they want to revive it. They want it to smell the same, look the same, have the same consistency that everybody knows and loves, but actually will provide protection and protection for all skin tones.
Yes, they also have Dr. Caroline Robinson, who we've had on the podcast, incredible dermatologist. Wow, they've got a really good committee here.
They have a great committee of people that are going to be working on this. And Dakota Green, who is the founder of, our founding partner rather, of Vacation, who I just think is a genius. He says that they purchased as many tubes of the original as they could. So they were like on eBay, they were bidding for hundreds of dollars worth of this product, even if it was expired or even half used. Like they just wanted to be able to have the actual product to see like what they were working with. Then they sent the tubes to its chemists, who started finding alternatives for some of the ingredients that didn't fit into the brand standards, like mineral oil, petrolatum, and paraffin. Vacation doesn't use those ingredients. And then they started creating the first iterations of popular formulas. Then they put together that advisory committee, which includes lifelong fans,
beauty experts and derms. Yeah.
Yeah. Beauty experts, derms, all of that. It's very smart. And so apparently you can sign up to get early access to the final product when it launches in 2024.
Sign me up.
Glams, have you ever used this product? I had never used this before. And I actually had never even heard of this product before, which is truly shocking to me.
Same, but now I'm like intrigued because of course it's Vacation and I want anything that they do.
Yeah, I desperately want to now have this on my person. So if you want to be a part of this, you can actually sign up. It says, send us any other people who should be on the board. We'd love to hear from people who worked in the industry or modeled for Orange Gelée in particular. Please email orangegelée@vacation.inc.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's Saratan, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.